Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Wednesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he is here. Jim Colony, he's in his spot. Let's tell you, it's the start of a new day brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center. All right. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really good. It's wonderful. Chaos in Cleveland is the...
Looks like North Philly.
Yeah. Well, Philly, Baltimore, and Cleveland.
Real big on the dirt bike in the street scene.
Yes. Like the dirt bike and ATV just right in urban areas.
Yes.
It's
weird. Did you ever hear the
story
of how like Marvin Harrison moved back to North Philly and like it basically... owned the neighborhood in North Philly he was from because he owned those dirt bike gangs.
I have seen videos of Marvin Harrison that are on like
it's like Rough Riders
Live
Anthem
and stuff.
Yeah,
and dudes will be across the street and they'll be like, "Yo, you can't park here," and Marvin Harrison will be like, "Yeah, I can," and they'll be like, "No, dude, you can't park here," and Marvin Harrison gets out of his car and be like, "How about I beat your ass?"
Yeah,
and like. He's like street at like you don't no
you don't go into North Philly and attempt to do anything that hasn't been pre-approved by Marvin Harrison.
He runs because the whole neighborhood
and dudes literally ride around in that neighborhood like Rough Riders Anthem like a DMX video.
What are they doing? Anyway, all right, here we go. We got to get to this. This is the show today. This is the big news,
this is
the announcement.
We need that trumpet noise.
Yeah,
that,
I got it somewhere, but okay. Does it matter? Here, I got it right here. Hold on. This deserves this. So I get a text yesterday from our boss, and he says, "Hey, give me a ring. I want you to find out from me before you find out from, you know, I got
someone
some
else.
News to share with you." And I'm like, okay, here's the day I got fired.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think
about...
Did you
have that thought, too? I'm like, oh, no, what
well, I was
we
trying
do?
To think about
what'd
what I
do?
Said. Because I didn't say anything that could have been bad yesterday.
No.
I wasn't mean to any callers. I didn't say anything bad about, like, real bad about the Pirates. I didn't crush, like... there was nothing I was... I
doesn't
did.
Matter. In this business, you always fear when you see that number come up on the caller ID. You're like...
Right.
Oh, what did I do?
I didn't make fun of FanDuel or Parks Casino or Matt Mertz Plumbing or Golden Oak Lending or Permanis or Nature Stone or Universal Windows or, you know, anything. Comcast. I was like, I didn't make fun of any of these people. Is Ron mad at me? Matt, who cares? He doesn't listen to our show. Even what did I do wrong? So then I call the boss and he's like, "I got good news to share." And I'm like, "Oh." Then I thought he was going to give us the ratings, you know, because the last couple times he's like, not a couple, but you know, forever pretty much. He like tells us the ratings and they're great. And he goes from 5 o'clock to 5:40, and I'm like, I'm not doing. I am not doing.
It's funny how your brain processes news in like segments, though.
He goes, "We got the okay, and it's all been through and everything. Producer Matt is going to now do a pre-show to get the day started because we want to launch live and local with a local voice, a live voice, starting at 5 a.m. And I was kind of like, "Well, that's it? Like, okay, you just have good news today?"
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I go, "This is absolutely spectacular news. Getting somebody who worked hard,
yes.
Some run on the mic."
Yes.
So what of this, Matt? What happened here?
I'm excited for this. I don't know. It just came all together. I was pretty surprised by it myself. I was only told yesterday after the show, and I was brought in with all three of our bosses. So it was like,
boy.
You mean the big boss?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So it was really like, I'm getting fired or something big is about to happen.
Okay.
So there were a million thoughts running through my mind. And then they told me about the 5 to 5:40 opportunity and can't be more excited for it.
So you're going to essentially do 40 minutes to get us moving into the pre-show. And this is going to be every day
yep.
to get us started. Now,
this is big.
a word of warning before we do the fun stuff. Don't shirk your duties with us.
No, I will not.
To do this. But we're very excited for you. Have you started to formulate a template and a plan and sort of a personality, or are you going to be just Matt doing sports?
I'm going to sit down and mull it over here for at least the next week or so to really hone things in here.
Well, you don't have a lot of time.
I know.
My man, this starts the day after Labor Day.
It's only really a week to get prepared for it, but
more of you means less Amy Lawrence. I think that's probably the takeaway from a lot of our fans. Like, it's really not about you.
It's not.
It's about less going to Cuba, less Grammy Helen, less running half marathons, less I covered the Super Bowl, less I don't know who Rex Chapman is. It's all of that.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, it's less I look like Cameron Diaz. Like, I think it's less Amy Lawrence. Even though it's more you, I think for our listener, it's less Amy Lawrence.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Because they've heard her. They haven't really heard me.
Now, Chris, here's the question.
Yes.
Does he just go, hey, Matt, call? Or does he get some sort of JT the Brick or yeah, I'm JJ. JJ Shensky.
Check it out. It's Pharrell. Yeah. It's Matt call on the bench, 5 a.m. Yeah. Matt call on the bats.
Are you going to take on this crazy personality, on-air personality? I think you could.
I don't plan to. I really don't because I think that's kind of hokey, but some people, like Pharrell, can pull that off. But
yes.
What are you talking about?
Or make it all about betting lines and not storylines? It's all about betting lines. How about, like, can you go? See, people are happy for you on the text line. They really are.
Yeah.
Well, don't cut into my Amy Lawrence show, .. Psych. That's the takeaway. But can you, thank God, no more of that terrible A-Law cackle on my way to work. Great news. Can you go, like, if you were to do, like, a personality, what would you do? Would you have, like, how would you do your voice? Like, do it.
A personality?
Yeah, like some sort of shtick.
Do some hokey radio
voice.
Yes,
something good.
Well, welcome in to the Fan Early Morning Show.
I like it.
So, I just thought of some collateral damage here.
Which is?
Is Jim going to have to do...
Actually, that was my first question to the boss. And he goes, I don't want to rock Jim's boat. Jim will still do his first update. We'll run the overnighter. Jim will still do his first update at 6.
Okay.
They don't want to expedite the process for Jim. I mean, you know how that can get.
Oh, right.
You know, I mean.
I'm happy for that.
If Jim's update is 90 seconds and you ask Jim to do 95, he gets, like,
well, and
what happened?
We've already seen this morning what could happen. Like, the computers are a little, the one computer system is a little skittish this morning.
Right.
And we've already seen him go a little sideways. So I didn't want that.
Yeah.
I could see that happening at 5:20 in the morning rather than 6 in the morning and you catching the brunt of that, Matt.
Jim would hate me for at least the next month.
So let's do this. When you're on your show, take on some sort of personality for 40 minutes. That's really crazy. And then go right back to producer Matt.
Yeah.
At 5:40 with the pre-show. But I typed in, like, adjectives that start with M.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can, so you could be like Maverick Matt, Magnanimous Matt. you could be Meddling Matt, Mesmerizing Matt.
Yeah.
Mortifying Matt, Monumental Matt, Morose Matt. You could be Moody Matt.
Yeah.
You'd be any of these.
Moody.
Just wake
Marvelous
up and be
Matt,
cranky every morning.
Misty Matt. Muddy Matt. Muscular Matt. Manchurian Matt. Malayan Matt.
Malayan?
Yeah. Just go with anything.
I don't know what that means.
I'm like AB. I don't even know what the words mean now.
Moronic Matt.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Take on a personality and just sell it. Don't be yourself. That's
okay.
That's my word of advice.
Make
Don't
up
be
stories.
Yourself.
Make up stories about your athletic prowess, and then parlay that into some sort of perhaps afternoon opportunity.
Ronald
down
Ocean.
The line.
Ronald Ocean. No need for shtick. People are saying now. To be perfectly honest with you, so I told Jim about this, and you want the honest to God truth about it when he got in this morning. He gave the whole Ben, Mason, Rudolph sort of thing. Like, okay, good. Like, why is this guy here to take my job? Like, did we need to draft another guy? Did we need to draft another guy? Like, what? I'm just getting old. So how about that from Colony? Like, so you think he's on your side?
Yeah.
Be careful. Be careful with Colony.
How does this help me?
Right.
Exactly.
Matt and Nat, as the people are saying. How about
maybe in the third round, you know, you can get some really good football players that can help this team now. And
see, Jim thinks that they're trying to now hasten his departure via retirement.
Wow.
Now, so don't look for pointers.
No.
Don't go to him for help.
You need to provide help to him.
See, me and Chris are confident in where we are and our standing in the company.
Yes.
We're fine. You're not. And the other thing, like, if you try to step on, like, 540 all the way till 10, like, we'll just freeze you out. Jim is, like, really worried about this. Like, I think he may resist to the point where he may go to the bosses today and be like, what's happening here?
Well, the first thing he said to me when I came in today, he was like, do you know what you've gotten yourself into?
You should have said, yeah, taking your job.
So he immediately tried to talk you out of it.
I don't know what his point was.
Matt, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure?
Wow.
This is setting up an interesting little dynamic, isn't it?
Oh, man.
I really don't affect him, like, as far as his preparation or anything.
I don't know.
I don't think anything should change for him.
For Jim?
Yeah.
See, this could lead to some passive aggressiveness. Like, he doesn't, if he's out of the studio for a couple of minutes, he doesn't come in on time for something. You're the guy in charge of keeping us all on time, essentially, right?
He's going to look for you to mess up and then, like, really point it out. This is Mason Rudolph, Ben Roethlisberger. Like,
it could become Rodgers Favre.
I agree.
I can play them all, right?
You know who your first guest should be? You should have Pony show off his new equipment.
His new equipment.
Thoughts?
I don't even know the details of what
you don't want to.
No.
What he you don't need, underwent.
I heard Pony's been on Walnut Street showing off his new equipment. Did you see that on the news?
I see Matt the Millennial.
Matt the Millennial. There you go.
JT the Brick.
Matt the Millennial. Although I kind of hate millennials, so.
Yeah.
Even though
see,
I am
there we
one.
Go. Good, healthy radio hate.
Yeah.
Are you excited for this? You know what might happen is you might open the mic and just freeze up. Just get a scare.
Maybe.
What if that happens? And we go to throw to you on the day after Labor Day or whatever. You're going to do it on the Tuesday after Labor Day? Is that when it starts?
Monday. The 3rd.
The 3rd.
When is Labor Day?
Hold on.
What day is Labor Day? I just know I start the 3rd. That's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
And you open the mic, and they go, and they do a big lead-in. It's a pre-show with Matt Call.
It's the early morning show with Matt.
Yeah, he's the radio voice guy, and I'm Matt. Go ahead, do that again.
It's the Fan early morning show. Here's Matt Call.
Welcome. Hi. What if you do that, and you get all scared? You're like on the diving board and you walk out to the end like you're at Kiwanis and you get scared and you turn back around.
I've been on the other side before of the glass.
Not like this.
I think.
Not like this, Matt.
I'm
starting the day.
The better reaction would be the complete and total opposite. In the first 5 minutes, he's called for the firing of everyone in Pittsburgh sports and just releases like this stream of hate. Hate-filled vile, like the complete opposite of what we know Matt for.
You want to know a good way to start?
What's that?
Do that again.
It's the early Fan morning show. Here's Matt Call.
Cook, screw him. Stan, washed up. Everybody else, get out of here. Fedco, never heard of him. Albie, goof. Like, just start laying into every old dude. Start just killing him. You want
to
play that?
It has to be just the old guys?
Pomp. Fake. Crush them. Just start crushing all the old dudes.
Pumping is easy.
Yeah, I could do it. All right.
So much opportunity.
Matt on the mic. There we go. Ray Fittipaldo, he joins us at 8. We're excited for that. We get started with a bunch of nonsense. We'll talk to Jim today. Be careful of him. I'm telling you, just
I'm
take your temperature with him
now.
Today. All right. By the way, it's the start of a new day brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.